Blog Talk Radio.
When we first set out to make the skies bluer, some said, keep dreaming. So we did. And we continue to lower emissions on the road to zero. But hey, why stop there? Next, we took our dreams to the track in a hybrid, moving forward and upward. We're working on an EV that has wings. We've even reduced CO2 by growing algae to make fuel. And someday, we'll turn your old Honda into your brand new Honda. That's because we are a company of dreamers, setting out to be carbon neutral by 2050. So, no matter where we go, you better believe we're going to keep dreaming.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Muddy water.
Good evening, everyone, and happy, blessed Thanksgiving. It is me, and I am your girl, E. Davis, and this is Strictly Business. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN, and I am your host. This is Strictly Business. And again, I am your host, E. Davis, and I'm just beyond excited. This is Thursday. This is Thanksgiving. Those that know me know that I spend my Thanksgiving binge watching the Rocky franchise from Rocky 1 all the way to the Creed franchise. I'm a huge Rocky fan, so that's how I spent my Thanksgiving, as well as celebrating with my friends and family. And, of course, I'm never too far from the business end of it, brainstorming new business ideas, coming up with some ways to just to make that money, more money, more money, more money is what they say. Tonight is also a special night because I have one of my dearest friends with me tonight. She has transformed not only herself, but her mind, her body, her soul, her spirit, and she has built a business upon that transformation. And I'm so excited because I'm proud of her. I've seen her then. I see her now, and I see who she truly, truly, truly can be. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, please give a warm welcome to my sister from another mister, Nikki J. She is a personal trainer and CEO and founder of Fine, Fit, and Faithful. Nikki, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take the time, counting and not robbery, to spend your Thanksgiving evening with us and the WBNN family. Thank you again. So we're going to talk about you, where you're from. We're going to talk about your, what do you do far as, of course, we know you're a fitness personal trainer. We know you are a fitness expert. You are a food expert. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your journey, your transformation, your aha moment, and how you made it into a business, and how you, what are your goals to staying positive, especially because food connects with the emotion. So first things first, tell us, where are you from originally?
I am originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Born and raised. Okay, on the playground where you spend most of your days. Okay, okay. And let's talk about, do you, besides the personal trainer, what did you do before you really tapped into being a personal trainer?
As far as business-wise,
yes,
I'm the owner, founder of Robin's Nest Child Care, which is a daycare ran out of here, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've been open and operating since 2015, going on my eighth year of business.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, where's Robin's Nest located?
Robin's Nest is located in North LaSalle of Pennsylvania. And we are on Maryland Avenue, right down from a bowling alley in the North LaSalle area of the Pittsburgh area.
Okay, so you said since 2015, it's about 8 years.
Yes.
Okay, so what is the age group? No, you know what, let me start there. What made you decide to get into being daycare, childcare?
Well, when I was younger, maybe in my teens, I used to come home from school all the time, and there were always children in my home because my mom just loved to babysit. I mean, she had all the neighborhood kids in her home. And that's when my interest started to build with children, and I started to connect more with children because they were always around. So I think that's where it actually started. And then as I got older, I started, you know, applying for jobs in daycares and in schools and after school programs and summer camps. So I was always, you know, surrounded by children, and that just became my passion.
Okay, so it was the kids. Okay, so then what took you to becoming a personal trainer? Let's go with that.
Personal training for me goes deep because it's more than just about a outer appearance. When I was 16, my mom, I was raised by, you know, a single mom. My dad has always been in my life. However, I wasn't raised with him in the home. So mm-hmm. it was just me, my mom, my little sister, and I had an older brother. And unfortunately, my mom slipped away in my hands at the age of 16, the tender age of 16. And I say tender because that was an age where I was in between becoming a young adult, but still needing my mom as, you know, as a teen child. So it was hard for me at the time. And I can't remember quite then. I couldn't understand. I couldn't fathom, you know, what happened and why she slipped away from me so early. And at the time, I can't even say that I cared about the reason. I just really cared the fact that she was gone and she was never coming back.
Wow.
So I would hear, you know, family speaking about medications and high blood pressure and aneurysm, but I had no idea what that meant. And although they tried to explain it to me, I was so deeply moved and emotionally not balanced that I could not understand at the age of 16 what that meant. My mom was the first death that I ever experienced, so the grief was tremendous for me at that age. I have never experienced losing nobody in my life, so that took me over edge. And so as I started getting older and actually having my own children, going back and forth to the doctor's office, I would hear this story again. And it came to me as, you know, what is your family history, Nicole? And after I would tell them, well, I think my mom, you know, passed away of an aneurysm due to high blood pressure. And they, you know, they sat me down and said, well, you know, you have high blood pressure as well. So instantly, all those memories came rushing back to me again. I'm like, oh, my God, I have blood pressure. I think I was at the age of 24 when I was first diagnosed with it. I'm thinking high blood pressure. I'm thinking aneurysm. And I'm thinking medications at this point because those were my triggers, because that's all I remember at 16 hearing that was her that took her to her demise. So I'm 24, and I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, I'm going to die at 35 because that's how old my mom was. You know, I was like, I got to, so that's how I rationalized with her death of me having the same symptoms as she did. And I'm like, I guess I got to get on this medication. So they prescribed me the medication. And each time I went back to the doctor's office, I noticed that they were prescribing me more medication because they couldn't contain or get my blood pressure down. So here now, from 24 to 30, I was on three medications by then. Thankfully, those three medications I've been on, I'm 43 now, I've been on the same one since then. And I guess learning from her experiences, and as I got older, I started researching more and more of her diagnosis and, you know, what an aneurysm actually was and what caused it and, you know, how to, you know, try to not do the repeated patterns that she did in her health journey, which was not eating the proper foods and not taking her medication. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she would substitute her medications for alcohol because you can't mix the two. So she wouldn't take the medication and she would drink excessively sometimes, which I know that there is a lot of sodium in alcohol, which increased her blood pressure that caused her to hurt. So now with what she suffered from, I just reverse it and do the opposite. I don't drink. I do take my medication, and I go to the doctors and I get checked to make sure that, you know, there is no signs of aneurysm because it is hereditary in the women in our family. I've had three more episodes of death due to that same thing that my mom died from.
Oh, wow.
There was one survivor, and the other two are deceased, including my mom. So that makes four women altogether. So that's what kind of made me more interested in health. you know, because the body to me was interesting then because I wanted to learn more so that I can, you know, help other women, you know, so we don't have to crawl into our grave early because looking into my mom's health journey, she did not have to be where she is right now, but because of her choices, you know, and I don't even know if she was educated in those areas or, you know, if her doctor was telling her that, you know, maybe you can try eating this instead of this, or maybe you can try walking, you know, a certain, you know, minutes a day or incorporate some type of exercise mm-hmm. in your diet to bring your weight down, and then that could possibly decrease your high blood pressure. So I don't know if it was just a lack of knowledge or a lack of education or a lack of, you know, her choices. However, I want to reverse that because I just feel like that she didn't have to be where she is right now had she, you know, made the right choices or been better informed about her health. Now, I am aware that some things aren't preventable, you know, but we can take preventative measures right. So that, you know, it doesn't have to be speeded up, you know, faster than what we anticipate. So that got me into the health field, you know. So I started, you know, working out and eating differently. But still in the back of my head while I was in my 20s, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. So on my 35th birthday, I had anxiety. I was fearful. I did not want to turn 35. From 24, thinking all the way to 35 is a couple years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I'm in fear. Nobody knew this. Every time I had a headache, I was running to the doctors thinking I had an aneurysm because that's how I internalized her death. And that was the trauma that I suffered internally that nobody ever knew of. And my doctors didn't understand why I was running back and forth to them every time I had a headache because before my mom passed away, that's the last thing that she said before her mm-hmm. head dropped into my lap was,
oh, geez.
I have a headache. She fell backwards, and all I seen was blood run out of her ear. So that's the only thing I knew. I thought headaches meant death instantly, you know, because nobody educated me on, you know, what an aneurysm was and, you know, how effective it was to the body. So I'm thinking I got a headache. Let me go to the hospital so I don't die. That's why it was very important for me to educate myself on, you know, what this meant. It was all new to me. And so I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, I want to be here for my children. You know, I don't want them to suffer, you know, like I had to suffer because of poor choices. So I take every initiative to make health my wealth, to make health my motivation. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, that I had to lose my mom that way. But I don't want my kids to have to lose me in that way. And at least, God forbid, if it did happen, they know that I tried everything to prevent it from happening.
Right.
You know, so that's my focus. That's my goal. I want to help women mentally, physically, and spiritually because I know we suffer in this area. I know that a lot of women, I know that not even only women, but I know that we crawl into our casket early because of our choices, because of our lifestyle, because we're not disciplined, because we're not consistent. And I just want to be that reach out person. I want to sit, even if it's one, you know, even if I could just get to one parent, you know, I'm just here. This is my focus. This is my passion. Of course, there's more to me than just the outer appearance. This is about saving lives. It's about a healthy lifestyle, which creates a healthy mindset, and then it creates, you know, a healthy future. So that's what got me into health and wellness.
So let's talk more about that after, because I have a similar story. I can definitely 110% relate to everything you're saying, and we're going to definitely talk into how eating and having a healthy lifestyle can prevent a lot of the issues, especially in the Black community. Now we have a track by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
darling. Right back here again at the Hideaway Motel. Same old room number 10. So let's hurry, baby. You know we don't have much time. I don't mean to rush you, darling, but we got a deadline. Seem like every time we're together, our love gets a little stronger. And when I get to making love to you, I just wanna hold on a little longer. We're both married, and we're playing a dangerous game. The motel manager knows our faces, but he don't know our real name. Is this any kind of way for a man to live his life with a full-time woman and a part-time wife? Honey, let's die in my sleep. She said, I scream out your name. And I know that I was wrong, but I'm in love. And I don't feel a thing.
On the air all the way into Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation. This is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. And this conversation is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on the air with my beloved friend, Nikki J. She is the CEO and founder of Fit, Fine, and Faithful. She is a personal trainer, and she is sharing a beyond remarkable story of how she began to understand how to eat health, how to eat better, how to understand what food does. And I've done maybe 3 to 4 shows on just eating alone. This is not a show about being vegan. It's not a show about eating, you know, more fruits and vegetables. But in the Black community, high blood pressure is one of the biggest killers in our community, and it really stems back, of course, slavery. When we were just fed to scraps not really knowing that it's really not meant to be consumed. We're adding salts and seasonings to make it better. You know what I mean? And, of course, Thanksgiving. So, of course, we got the greens with the hog, you know, with the hog in it, you know, with the, I don't even know what it is now because I don't even eat it. But we got the greasy turkey. We got the mac and cheese that's with dairy and cheese and butter and everything like that. And these are the very foods that were killing us. And I've seen on Facebook maybe all month jokes about how these grandmothers now are 21 and we don't want your mac and cheese because the grandmothers are now, I'm 31 years old. So there's not enough pain in the mac and cheese. And I get it. We all laughed about it because, you know, my grandmother, my mom's stepmom, she put her foot in her mac and cheese. It was a coveted meal. When grandma came, she better have cooked her mac and cheese. So I get it. I get it. I get it. But sometimes you just can't eat that. And if we really understood how powerful food is and how it can help deteriorate our bodies, even deteriorate our minds, we would definitely think differently what we eat and how much we eat it. Nikki shared a very beautiful, beautiful story regarding her mother and her fears. And what came to my heart was, it was a lack of counseling. It was a lack of grief counseling. It was a lack of understanding. And she buried all those fears within her. And one, we got to talk to each other. We got to talk to our children. We got to talk to our husbands, our spouse, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews, our godchildren, our brothers and our sisters, because if there's a sudden loss in the family and there's trauma in the family, and now we are internalizing this trauma, not getting the counseling and the grief counseling that we need, we can live in fear. This young lady just shared that she was constantly going to the doctors over a headache because she was not properly educated. I can definitely relate to your story, Nikki. My mother died at 41 years old from breast cancer. And when I hit 41, Lord have mercy. I was like, Jesus, you know what I mean? Yeah. The whole year, every month on my birth date anniversary, I would post on Facebook, hashtag 41. Just so my birthday is March 27th, so April 27th, I made it a month, hashtag 41. May 27th, hashtag 41. I did that every month because I was now surpassing, you know, 41. And when I hit 42, I was beyond excited. I had to see 42 because I needed to see my daughter turn 18. My mother didn't see her youngest child turn 18. I had to see my baby turn 18. So, I completely understand the trauma. When I was 41, 42 years old, my brother came to me, and in fact, we were going to go over to my mother-in-law's house. It was her birthday, and we had everything, like Shirley Caesar, greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, you name it. We was packing up the tote bag because my husband could cook, and I can cook, and I had my turkey burgers and everything, and we had the chicken, we had the steaks, we just packed it all up to go over our house to cook for her birthday to meet her siblings and the rest of the family over there. And my brother came by the house, we were just sitting down for a minute, he told me to watch this documentary, What the Hell? And I was like, okay. And he would just talk about how the food industry does not really give you the information that you need. In fact, it's actually poisoning you and killing you. You can go on the breast cancer website, it's telling you to eat this food, and that food is the very thing that's causing cancer. And I was like, wow. And I know for a fact my mother did not eat healthy. She caught herself eating a salad every now and then. She caught her, you know, she wasn't much of a candy eater, but Lord have mercy, don't put a cookie or some cakes in front of her. She, you know, she wasn't a drinker. You know, she had a coffee in the morning, but it was just the point that she did not eat properly. And, of course, I wonder, you know what I mean? Of course, I believe that God had a plan. You know what I mean? But I wonder if she would have ate differently, if she was educated differently. And who knows? Who knows if somebody mentioned it to her, like, you know, why don't you change your diet on some things, some levels? Who knows? Because during her radiations and chemo treatments, it was trying a holistic approach. And I was like, okay, like, you're getting chemicals put in you, and then you're trying to, like, that's, you're being double-minded. You know what I mean? So I thank God now that I, like you, I live past, I'm older than my mother, I live past my mother. My daughter will be 24 next month. So God be the glory, but I definitely understand And I'm a firm believer in eating better. I am a vegan. I drink plenty of water. I drink water. I try to drink a half a gallon, if not a gallon a day. I eat my fruits and vegetables. Don't get me wrong. I love a good bag of chips and a good, you know, some candy and a candy bar, but, you know, some chocolate every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal. But it's, no, I get the black seed oil. There's a couple of the our family on WBNN are vegan. I'll text them in a minute. If there's any type of health issues or food question, I'll ask them in a minute, you know, how do I cook this, how to cook that. It's all vegan because I don't want to be a statistic in the black community where you just ate whatever and did whatever. Mm-hmm. I've seen many, many people that lost limbs because they didn't want to, they didn't want to put the salt down. They didn't want to put the sugar down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because these are vibrant people that now, you know, they're still doing their thing. They're not bitter about it. They're not spiteful about it. But it's just the fact that now, you know, they can't really do everything they wanted to do. And then there was, Greg and I were doing a fast about a month or so ago for 3 days. And the young lady was saying that was talking about the fast. She's like, those who are on medication, you know, you got to use wisdom and trust God. But 9 times out of 10, you're on your medication because you didn't turn down your plate on certain
mm-hmm.
foods. I was
mm-hmm.
like, wow, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, call it a spade a spade. You know what I mean? You eating too much starch, too much pasta, too much butter. Too much grease.
Yes.
You know, your doctor talk about you type 2. You got to take this medication, that medication. You got to get insulin. You got to do this and that. And then when they call for corporate fast, you can't participate because you want this medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's like
mm-hmm.
if you make, and not to say they don't lack faith. I mean, not to say they lack faith. Not to say that they're in, you know, whatever. But it's like if maybe if you would have listened, then you wouldn't have to worry about not taking medication and allowing God to heal the body, because the body does heal itself. And,
right.
you know what I mean? Everything's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. I now make sure my dad eats healthy. I send him black seed oil once a month. I get on him literally daily. I send him text messages on certain smoothies to eat. I mean, smoothies to intake, him and his lady friend, certain vegetables, because it's just like we have to do better. And it's more than just the physical. We all want to be cute, whatever, look good, have our outfits on. But if your headspace ain't in it, then it's really not. And your story is the epitome of powerful, because a lot of people, they experience that and really don't know how to get the help they need. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, when did you really just like, I say, okay, I now have a relationship with food?
I think that once, this is what really, 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 really triggered me. I listened to my grandma talk to her children, and I was always a listener. I may not have said much, but my ears were always tuned into conversations. And I would hear these conversations after my mom died about her eating habits, about her not losing weight, about her substituting alcohol instead of taking her medications. And I also witnessed her in the kitchen, because during holidays, me and her would cook together, and I would see her put the Larry seasoning soap in the salt out of the blue container, just douse it in the greens and douse the seasoning salt and things on the meat. And she was just heavy on seasoning, heavy on flavoring her food. And what really triggered me was I heard the family talk about her eating and the food that she consumed daily, which caused her weight gain, which then caused her strike in blood pressure, which then caused her demise. And then we go to the funeral, hear me, y'all. And then after the funeral, after crying and slobbering and falling out and passing out and screaming and we're watching her lay there, because of this food that y'all say that she keeps eating and didn't have no control over her weight. And then we go to the repast, and then they serve greens, yams, chicken, ribs, the same thing that y'all just left from crying over your loved ones. You go into the next room and eat the same food.
Wow.
So that, to me, triggered me. It turned something in me. It shifted me. It pivoted me. And then that's when I started looking at my relationship with food. And that's when I finally said, okay, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want this to be my lifestyle. I don't have to repeat this cycle. I don't have to carry on this generational curse. I can be different. I can raise my kids different. We can eat different. We don't have to repeat this cycle because it happened to her. It doesn't have to happen to me. I can eliminate this fear and just learn how to eat properly. If this was caused her to be where she is, what can I do to reverse it?
Yes.
And that's when I started cutting out, you know, first I cut out pork. You know, we're not going to eat pork. And we substitute it with turkey. And then after a while, maybe a year or so, you know, I cut turkey out. And it was like year after year. It took me from the age of 25 to 40. It didn't happen overnight, and it wasn't an easy process. But it took me that amount of time to be completely meatless. And I've noticed that within those years, my blood pressure is regulated. I noticed that my weight loss journey has decreased tremendously. I was 222 pounds for all those years until I really learned how to eat, until I really learned how to properly work out and be consistent. Now I've been maintaining the weight of 180 pounds. So I went from 222, and I've been 180 for the last past 3 years consistently.
Nice.
And it was because of the lifestyle change.
Lifestyle.
You know, it's a lifestyle change. Yes, it's
lifestyle.
Definitely a lifestyle.
We're going to talk about the lifestyle of food, fine, fit, and faithful after this track by international DJ Dr. Ngozi.
Go back where you
All right. This is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So please call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ndozi Time Multimedia. We have our special guest, beloved guest, Nikki J., CEO and founder of Fit, Fine, and Faithful. She is sharing her story about how she transformed her mind to eat differently. And it does. It's a powerful story. It hits home. So, Nikki, please talk to us about the business Fine, Fit, and Faithful.
Yes, Fine, Fit, and Faithful just came about this year. And I had ended up going to school. And I'm like, I want to learn internally more about the body. I don't just want to learn, you know, about how to lose weight, because I have learned how to, I already had mastered to lose weight. I wanted to learn more about the internal part of the body. So that's what it took me to International Sports Science Association. And I did get my certificate and as a personal trainer, you know, this year. So congratulations to me.
Congratulations.
So that's when I decided to, you know, own it, make it personal, make it meaningful to me. So fine, meaning 40 fine is, you know, 40 is when I really became so consumed in, you know, my journey. Uh-huh. 40 was the age that I awakened. 40 was the age when something in me shifted and I was hungry and I wanted more. So that's what the 40 means to me. That was my year of transitioning, pivoting, elevating mentally, physically, and spiritually. So that 40 means so much to me. And fine is God always had me. He always told me that I was going to be fine, that I was going to make it through, that I was going to push it through, because that he was standing right next to me, strengthening me. So I always knew that I was fine and I was going to be okay and I was going to prevail. Fit. I was always, God let me know that I was always equipped for the job. I was fit for it. I had everything I needed inside of me. I just had to birth it. And faithful, I couldn't do any of it without God. I had to remain faithful. I had to remain faithful to God. I had to remain faithful to the journey. I had to remain consistent. I had to show up even when I didn't feel like showing up.
Right.
So that's what that means for me. So here I am today. I'm coaching women. I'm coaching women all around the world. And before I even became a fitness trainer, I was still coaching women. I was bringing them on my journey. I was showing up. I was showing them how I was 222 pounds for 10 years. I was showing them what I was doing. I was going live no matter how it made me uncomfortable. It wasn't no longer about me. It was about whose life I can save, whose lives I can change. Let me show y'all what I'm doing, and you can, you know, come with me and do the same thing, and we can get on the same page together, and we can, you know, two heads is better than one, and we can work it out, and we can do it. You know, working out is not easy. It's not, and everybody is not built for the gym. So come on, let's get up and let's go take a walk. So my journey started way before I became a certified trainer. I was already doing it. I just didn't have the paperwork to do it professionally. But I had the mindset to do it, and I had the experience to do it. So here I am.
See, I love it because I've seen it. I've personally seen it. So I can, ladies and gentlemen, I can testify to it. And we're going to talk to a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Caller, are you there?
All right, caller. Are you there, caller? Okay, we'll put her back on ice and continue this wonderful interview.
All right, so now, 45 and Faithful, which I personally love because when the pandemic hit, we were stuck in the house, we couldn't do nothing. I myself put on weight when I got married. Everybody says I love weight. It's a da-da-da-da. I'm like, all right, whatever. All right, whatever. I put on like 20 pounds. And it wasn't the weight that bothered me. It's the fact that I did not feel my best. So after I was done sulking and I was done feeling whatever, but of course it took maybe, let me see, 4 years, so 4 to 5 years, so to speak, I just began to work out and really watch what I ate. And so me and my husband got connected to the online program Beachbody. I met a young lady on Instagram and she connected me to it. And those who aren't familiar, it's like the Netflix of workouts. They got every type of program, every type of individual. Whatever you're looking for, they have it. And I began to work. And now I noticed from the eating habits and the workout, I noticed a change within 2 years. I was like, okay. And then I was understanding of the power of eating organic, the importance of eating natural foods. So we began to grow our own vegetables. Being married to a contractor has its perks because he was making planter beds where we had herbs and spices in one section. And then on the side of the house, we had vegetables. And it was very rewarding because you could taste the freshness in the vegetable. Mm-hmm. And it was, again, it was a challenge to me to, if you're going to eat healthy and you're going to, you know, be mindful with the pandemic and everything, because the pandemic hits underlying issues. I wrestled with asthma badly. So it was like, okay, now I'm eating cleaner. So that was it. And then I finally got to my goal. Wait, it took 3 years. I got to my goal weight in July 2020, this past July. And I'm very happy. Now, I did get cocky and arrogant, and I did put on, because, you know, just me being stupid, I did put on at least 6 to 7 pounds. But I said, I said, not today. So I just made sure that I just got back on the track. And that's the beauty of fitness. Like, we all slip. We all have our moments of weakness when we have, you know, maybe too many pieces of cake. But if you don't really understand, if you really have a goal, agenda in mind, you just have to stay focused because it is about your health. And 40, usually the number 40, like men and women, by the time we hit 30s or 40s, we're done with the drama. We're done with the nonsense. We've been there. We've done that. It's time to make some changes in our lives. And 40 was definitely my year. I could tell it was definitely your year. And I like the faithfulness because I look at it like this. You write a contract with yourself. In business, everything has a contract. If I promise to do this assignment, you promise to pay, or vice versa. So you have a contract with yourself. So if it's something that you truly believe in and that you want to do, then you have to be consistent. There are so many times that I just don't feel like working out, because my workout peak time is first thing in the morning, because I'm not coming home from a long day and lifting weights and doing burpees and all that. I'm like, I'm not doing that. If I get it done first thing in the morning, then it's done. You know what I mean? Also, it's the accountability. And I know that I do feel guilty if I overdo it. If we go out to eat and I have a cheat meal and just don't really have no moderation, I feel completely guilty, just completely stuck in. And again, we do it. We all do it. So before we continue, our sponsors with Kit and Play featuring Progressive Assurance, and then we have a track by international DJ Ngozi. DJ Legend, Dr.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game. Play, this is not a watch party.
Watch party? Who said party? As in party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should I pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But everybody in mine, I got 52 a year. Friday's my day.
Oh!
Friday is my holiday. Yes, yes, yes. On the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So please call 516-453-7133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And this is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. And I am enjoying this music. This is Soundtrack of Our Lives, featuring the iconic blues master, J.J. Hill. And I don't know about you, but I do like some good blues. It just makes you just get out on your soul. You can just feel, you can just feel what they're talking about. Listen, when it comes to Friday, we all know it's sometimes Friday is payday for others. It's the time to go out and unwind. It's that day. We don't want to be bothered with no nonsense or shenanigans. So Friday is my holiday, and I love it. And we are also celebrating Thanksgiving 2023. So I had a blessed Thanksgiving. Those that know me know I did my normal Rocky shenanigans. I got me a new hoodie. I didn't binge watch the DVD. I ignored everybody. I was calling out Adrian. I was calling out Rocky. All of it. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. I know that with Thanksgiving and the holidays coming, we all gonna do it. We all gonna have it. We all gonna take advantage of all that good cooking. And that's okay. Time with your family, but you gotta be mindful because some of this food is not. I don't care if Big Mama made it. You're not Big Mama. You know what I mean? Because I mean, think about it. Remember soul food, Nikki? She had that sugar, lost her legs. They had that fried fish. She ended up passing away from it. So it's like, you might have to change your menu, your Sunday menu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So what did you eat today for Thanksgiving? Let's be real.
I did not, of course, eat meat.
Okay.
I don't eat meat, but I had some greens.
Okay.
I had a little bit of yams. I'm not a big eater. I had and a little bit of stuffing, and that was it. I don't really, my weakness was always cake, cookies, and pies. It was never food because I was never a big eater. I never really indulged in food. I like to snack. I was always a snacker since I was a child. Not saying that it's better than, you know, food is any different because the sugar and the snacks could take you to your demise just as well as the salt in the food.
Right.
So, but that was always my weakness. I've always been a picky eater when it came to food anyway, so that's why it was easy for me to change my eating lifestyle. was easy because, you know, I wasn't heavy on eating anyway.
Yes, I'm the same way. I wasn't much of a. I was, you know what? I was. I enjoyed a good meal. You had a cook.
Okay.
I was definitely more into snacks instead of an actual full course meal. I don't eat meat. Back in the day, I would fix maybe because it was just me and my daughter. I would fix maybe the whole chicken, the mac and cheese, the greens, biscuits, whatever. But I like seafood. So I always have my seafood. Now, seafood is still, I think seafood, I feel like cookie when it comes to seafood, it'd be calling me, but you got to stay strong with it. And so since I've been vegan, I learned how to cook. I learned the power of spices. I learned like Tabitha Brown, you know, like so like that, just a little bit here. You don't need a lot. I have made a lot of vegan dishes that are all healthy, and they taste like the dishes that you want to indulge in, you know what I mean? It's just the power of eating healthy and maintaining. So with your business, where can we find you at on social media?
You can find me on Instagram under NICC Coach Nikki J, NICCIJ. You can also find me on Facebook under Nikki Jean, NICCI Jean, JEAN.
Okay, so are you taking any type of application, not only your personal trainer, are you taking any applications for personally train?
Absolutely. I go from kids all the way to adults, men and women.
Now, with your babies, with Robin's Nest, how are you planning the meals? Like, you know what I mean? How do you keep them focused?
As I don't provide meals at Robin's Nest. I allow the parents to pack their children because they have so many different eating styles in their household. If I was to bring my eating style into my daycare, it would just be a total waste.
Okay, I get it.
Allow, you know, but I do incorporate healthy snacks, fruit, vegetables. We do discuss the importance of eating, so I incorporate that. I also incorporate exercises. So we do jumping jacks, we do push-ups at the daycare, you know, so I'm starting them early, and later on, you know, it'll grow with them as they grow because they will always remember that.
I remember that. When I was in preschool and even kindergarten, I had the best teachers, so I can see one of those teachers, Miss Nikki.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see, you did jumping jacks, and of course you could like, He could do jumping jacks the best and longest, all that.
Yeah,
I could definitely see it. So we're about to come to our final thoughts. And I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you again for taking time. I remember reaching out to you last month. I'm like, okay, I want to put you on because you shared with me that you are officially a personal trainer. And I personally am beyond proud of you because I definitely personally watched your journey. And there's more to come for you, just so you know. And 40 Fit and Faithful, just reach out to her on Facebook. And if you're trying to get fit or you're trying to stay fit or you just need a health coach, even meal plan and meal prepper, please reach out to Nikki because she is that girl. She will take the time to help you even understand how food works because food is all connected to emotion. A lot of people don't get it, but it really is. It is connected to the emotion. And if you're emotional eater, binge eater, you're going down the wrong path. But Nikki's going to give you some tips and advice on how to channel that energy emotionally, mentally, and of course spiritually, where you're not binging on the food, but you are putting something in your body physically that's going to help you mentally and spiritually.
Yes.
Now is my favorite time of the evening. It is in Gozy time.
When I get close to these pretty girls, when you got me jumping up and down, I wanna bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body close to mine. Wanna bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body next to mine. Oh yeah. Ooh. You see, I wanna grab one of these pretty girls. The floor, do like they used to do back in 1954. Now, fellas, I sure never liked your music, but you got to change the groove. Just looking at all of these pretty girls got me in a sexy mood. I wanna bump and grind and get on down. Pull your body next to mine. I wanna bump. Do
back in 1954.
The great ZZ Hill tonight, play a good old-fashioned blues, and all the folks around the world, we thank you very, 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 very much. And tomorrow is very, very important to all of our hosts here at the one and only Beverly Nation. It is voting time for the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. Our hosts since 2017 have been part of this outstanding get-together on Black Friday, and we have four outstanding finalists: Jerry Petito, Dr. Chinchilla J., Tara Strength, and Angela Thomas-Smith. To all of our wonderful hosts, we'll take part of that voting tomorrow on Black Friday. And, of course, we come back on Black Friday with a outstanding BevNat Classic. Have not chosen it yet, you'll know tomorrow. The original BevNat Classic right here on the one and only Bev Nation. And, of course, BBNN has advertising to it and goes to Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. And, of course, Ola Deli Malay will go to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola De Leda, and goes with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Deli Malay, and goes with saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to 2020 here at the one and only Beverly Nation, Miss E. Davis.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for this wonderful evening. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Don't overeat, but enjoy. If you do anything over, enjoy spending your time with your friends and your family. Again, I want to thank my special guest, Nikki J, of CEO of 40 Fine Fit and Faithful. And I'm again very proud of her. Just be mindful of what you eat. Take accountability. Change the diet. Change the eating habits. Get off the lard and salt. Use some natural vegetables and don't overconsume, because we love you all and we need you here to be here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and you have a great night. Open house in my house.